This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
For the past few weeks, we've been talking about the obesity epidemic in our healthy living segment. Well, this week, the state government is talking about it too. Soon, fast food chains like McDonald's and KFC could be required to display kilojoule counts on their menus so customers can compare the energy in various menu items. Well, one organisation that welcomes the changes is the New South Wales Heart Foundation. Tony Thirlwell is the CEO of the Heart Foundation in New South Wales. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Is this new move to label menus a good step?
Oh, it's a good step, and it's one of the small steps in dealing with the obesity problem, but it's a significant step in terms of making sure that we know what we're eating when we're outside our homes, because we eat outside our homes much more these days than we did 10, 20 years ago. In fact, about 4.5 million Australians eat outside of the home every day.
Wow.
And so, you know, and when you're at home, you tend to know what you're cooking, or if you go to the supermarket, you can read the labels and get some information. But when you're standing in the queue ordering your coffee, your juice, or your sandwich, you have no idea what's in that meal that you're about to consume. So we think it's an important step to make sure that information's available, and we think it will lead people to make healthier decisions.
I want to ask you, first of all, just how this labelling system is intended to work. Can you just explain the basics of it?
Basically, what's going to happen in New South Wales, from the 1st of February, any outlet serving what they call quick service that has more than 20 outlets in New South Wales, or 50 nationally, so that's not just the fast food outlets, it is the coffee chains, it is the bakery chains, the donuts, the ice creams, the juices, anybody in that space, will be required to put up on their menu board, or if they don't have a menu board, on a tag on the food that's in the window that you're about to buy, the kilojoule component of that food in the same size as the price. So when you see the price, it'll be next to the price, and you'll be able to see, yes, that cost me $4.50, but it's also going to cost me 875 kilojoules or something of that nature.
But what if people don't really know what 875 kilojoules means? I mean, obviously they can see one's more and one's less, but is there some sort of context for that?
Well, the only context will be on the menu board in the largest size of anything on that menu board, they have to put in the average daily allowance for an adult, which is 8,700 kilojoules. So that must be displayed as well. So you will see on the board, 8,700 kilojoules is what you should consume in a day as an average person. And then you can sort of put that into context. And the issue for us is it's not just about what you're consuming there, it's what you've consumed. You know, if you're going there for lunch, what you consume for breakfast, what you might intend to consume for dinner, because it's the total amount of energy that's consumed over the day that makes the difference. So it's a start. It's not perfect. We would like to see fat and salt content up there as well, but the government's indicated that in a 12-month review of this program, so hopefully in about 2012, we might starting to see the fat content and the salt content of this food also being displayed on menu boards. Evidence from overseas is a bit mixed, I have to admit, in terms of adults, in terms of what difference this has made to their decisions. But there's clear evidence around children. There's clear evidence, particularly from the United States, that mothers, particularly when they look at it, will select lower energy food for their children. The average I've got in front of me is 468 kilojoules on average less once they have that information available to them than if they didn't have it in front of them. So we think that's going to be important. But just on the launch that happened with the Premier, it was obvious. McDonald's mocked up a board, showed what it looked like, and people were going in saying, wow, I didn't know that. Oh, has it got that many kilojoules? Now, that's a reaction at a press conference. I think a lot of consumers are going to have the same reaction when they walk in there and they say, I didn't know that. I'm going to change my decision. I think I'm going to consume something healthier.
Well, it was interesting. I was looking at it in the newspaper and they had, you know, the Big Mac and the large fries and the large milkshake. Now, you put all that together, you're at, I think it was almost 6,000 kilojoules, which is one meal taking up more than three quarters of your daily kilojoule allowance.
Well, that's exactly right. And some of the meals, it's when the meals come in, the individual components may not look all that much on their own, but when they have to display it for meals. So when they do a meal deal, where you get a meal and you get fries and you get, you know, some soft drink or something with it, that's got to have it there as well. Now, when you see those numbers, you really start saying, hey, hang on, this is nearly my entire allowance that's going to go in one meal and I've still got to have dinner tonight. So that's hopefully going to get people to take some difference. Not everybody will. There'll be some people that ignore it. Some people have said to me that there'll be some young men who take it on as a badge of honour to eat as many kilojoules as they can. But we know they're doing that already with some of the food that they eat. But overall, the majority of people, I think, will find this very useful. And as I said, particularly mothers and fathers, but when you're selecting food for your kids, you're probably a bit more careful about what you do than you even do so for yourself.
Yeah, I think that's right. The other aspect of it is that it could motivate these fast food companies to produce foods that have lower kilojoule counts so they look better on the board.
Well, that's one of it. And also, I think because once people start selecting these meals, they will start moving in that direction anyway, because they're about selling product, they're about making money, but they will start providing healthier outlets. And we've seen that already. I mean, I have to give credit to McDonald's. They've done some work in recent years by putting some healthier options on the board. We've been disappointed some of the other chains haven't moved, but they will start to move, I think, now when this comes into play. But what we're also pleased about is not just about, you know, the major fast food restaurants. It does pick up a lot of people consume a lot of calories in the pastry shops and in the coffee shops. I mean, some of the coffees that are served now with, you know, full cream milk and shots of this and shots of that have got quite high energy content. And people, I don't think, even think about that. So that's also important that we've picked that up in this legislation, that that'll all be incorporated. And wherever you go, there for the major chains.
Now, it's not going to go to the fish and chip shop, is it?
No, it's not at this stage. It's very hard to do mum and pop sandwich shops or fish and chip shops or the local Thai or Chinese restaurant, because they may not even know what the content of their food is, because they're probably not analysing it. We know for the major chains that do have, say, 20 outlets, they know this stuff. I mean, it's there on websites, they'll tell us, and it's in pamphlets, because they analyse it. They're very systematic. I mean, what product you get in Chatswood will be the same as what you get in Caringbah, which will be the same as you get in Cowra or somewhere like that. I mean, because it's consistent, and they can do it easily. The challenge with the smaller outlets is down the track. I think eventually we'd like to see some work there. We'd like to call on some of them to voluntarily provide this. I mean, there's nothing to stop them voluntarily making this available, and a local family-owned business might say, we're going to project ourselves as a really healthy, community-conscious business, and we're going to do this anyway. We're not legislated to do it, but we're going to put it up on our board just to make sure people are aware.
Well, I think it's encouraging even just for people to learn that the Heart Foundation and the fast food chains are working together on this.
Some people haven't thought that's a good idea we do that, but I mean, what we do is that when you hear figures like 4.5 million people eat outside the home every day, and I think about 1.5 million of them eat at McDonald's, you've got to be in that space. That's reality. That's modern Australia, 2010 Australia.
1.5 million Australians every day eat at McDonald's.
Exactly right. They're the numbers.
So wow.
You can't ignore that. I mean, there's some people that say, oh, we don't like McDonald's. Well, McDonald's is a fact of life. And as I said, they are trying to move in the right direction in our view. So you've got to deal with the reality of Australian society. You can't go back to the days where we grew our own food and we had everything at home. Those days are long gone. The supermarkets came in the 60s. They changed the whole consumption patterns from a supermarket point of view. And now in the last 15, 20 years, I suppose, we've had this real explosion of eating outside the home and a whole lot of things. So that's what we're dealing with. So we've got to make sure that we try to deal with it in the most effective way we can. And one of the elements, and in terms of obesity, it's only one of the elements, is getting proper information in front of consumers when they're making those choices for themselves and their families when they are eating outside the home.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Tony. It's been good to talk to you this morning, and it's really positive that this is happening, I think.
Great to talk about it, and hopefully when February comes and it becomes legislation, everybody will see things on their board and understand. The Food Authority is also going to run an education campaign around it, which is important to make sure consumers sort of understand what to look for and how they can improve their decisions. And because at the end of the day, what we think is if they make healthier choices, they'll have a healthier weight. And if they have a healthier weight, they've got a better chance of having a healthy heart.
Well, that's right. There is that really obvious connection there, isn't there, for your organisation. Thank you, Tony, for explaining some of it today.
Okay, you're welcome.
That's Tony Thirlwell. He's the CEO of the Heart Foundation in New South Wales.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.